This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, the news that started the discussion tonight is about the Donald Trump order, executive order that was signed apparently late yesterday that has barred green card holders from seven countries, potential immigrants from those seven countries, visitors from those seven countries, pretty much anybody flying in or traveling in from seven specific nations in the Middle East.
Right, and the most shocking here is that it's also affecting those green card holders, the people who are supposed to be permanent legal residents of the United States.
They've been vetted. They've jumped through the hoops. They've, you know, done whatever it is they've had to do to get that green card status. And now, well, sorry, you're going to have to stay on hold for a while out wherever it is you were trying to come back in from. Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen are those seven countries. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. It's led to a larger conversation about fear-mongering, the U.S. military's meddling around the globe. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
And I just saw something that an immigration lawyer is claiming that border agents are now checking the Facebook pages of people attempting to enter the country from some of those locations to try to figure out what their political views are.
Let's talk to Bob. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob, where are you calling from in Michigan? I don't have that info here.
Jackson, Michigan, the home birthplace of the Republican Party.
Welcome. You're listening to WKHM. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You know, God bless Donald Trump. You know, I mean, what he's doing, I just heard on the top of the hour that he put a 5-year ban on anybody in any political party, or whether you work for the government, that you cannot be a lobbyist. I mean, this guy is doing what so many of us silent majority people have been wanting done.
Okay, let me see if I understand what you said. You said that he's banned people who've been, what, like high-level operatives in political parties or any member of a political party?
Well, like senators and representatives that quit or get voted out, and then they become a lobbyist.
I've pulled up the story from Reuters, and the headline is political appointees. So people who have been, let's say, you were appointed the ambassador to Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
After your job there ends for five years, you are not allowed to be a lobbyist.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that some of the things that Donald Trump supports, I agree with. Like, you know, getting rid of the National Endowment for the Arts or cutting all the government funding for NPR. I mean, those are all great ideas, and I hope to see those come to fruition. They haven't happened yet, but they are stuff that's been talked about. So, I mean, you know, he's going to be wrong on stuff, and he's going to be right on stuff. Unfortunately, the stuff he's wrong about is really scary and going to result in a police state and much bigger government involvement in everyone's lives, and that's a problem for me.
Well, let me say this, though. I mean, we have the Pope in the Vatican City. Okay, what do they got around their city? Why don't they allow all these Syrian refugees to come into their city? They got all this thousands of millions and billions of dollars sitting down in their cavern. Okay, why don't they take care of the refugees? They sit back and they go and they draw lines and talk about the United States, how bad we are. Well, why doesn't the Vatican do it? Why
well, the Vatican is a very small place, number one. Canada, apparently, there's a headline.
They're supposed to be super religious, and they're the ones that are supposed to be out there taking care of people, but they're the first ones to stick their know.
Well, we all know that plenty of organized religion are full of hypocrisy. So, I mean, let's just put that aside. They are the Catholic Church, and they are what they are. But since you're asking about refugees, I did just see a headline that the Canadian government is apparently going to be welcoming the refugees who are going to be rejected from the United States. So, you know, there's plenty of room in the world. And, again,
there's great past areas up there in Canada that they can go out.
There's also vast areas in the United States as well. Most of it's owned by the federal government west of the Mississippi.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of us people who voted for Donald Trump feel that right now, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, that maybe we need to, like, kind of lock it down a little bit. You know, you can't go to Mexico, can you?
Yeah, screw that freedom stuff, huh? Forget all that freedom. Right now, yeah, who needs it? Let's lock it down.
Actually,
lock it down like
Ian's
a prison.
Going to be heading to Mexico in about a month. So, yes,
yeah, right.
You can go to Mexico.
Go down there and open up a little business on the seashore and sell some seashells, you know, to see what happens to you. 2 years in prison, okay? But then they, the president of Mexico, he can come up here and start knocking down the United States like he did at the, you know, United Nations a couple of years ago. But everybody's looking at the United States, and all we want to do is just kind of lock it down, take a breath.
Yeah, lock it down.
Realize,
who needs that freedom?
Hold on, guys. You kind of realize who's coming in here, because you go over to Germany. What do they do over in Germany? Because they don't have enough people for the workforce. They invited all these refugees over there. And have you taken a look around? You go over to Paris. You're not even allowed, if you're in the police department, to go into certain neighborhoods where there is who that's taken over those neighborhoods. People from the Middle East, and you're not allowed to go in there. You know, they can come into our
So
country.
Be more like Europe is what you're saying. Thanks for the call tonight, Bob. I appreciate it. Lockdown. That term sounds familiar. Oh, yeah. I was in jail for, 58 days for doing civil disobedience, and they had lockdowns in jail. That's one of those jail terms.
Yeah, every night and also before lunch and before supper. So at least three times a day, there's lockdown for Cal.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
Yeah. But you used to be a corrections officer.
Yeah.
So you were on the other side of things. Just a little lockdown, Daryl. That's all we need here in the United States. That's going to solve everything, right? Because lockdowns work great in prison for stopping prison violence. And
nobody does drugs in prison. Yeah. And, you know, nothing bad ever happens in prison.
Donald Trump can be our new prison warden. Toll-free number tonight, 855-4. He kind of looks the part. Like, he could... I think he could be a prison warden with the toupee and the bad coloring. And
No.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just because you don't want it to happen, Daryl, doesn't mean that it's not something that could happen.
No, I'm just picturing, you know, all of the prison wardens, and none of them really look like Donald Trump. Now, he does kind of look like he could be a mob boss.
Okay.
No, not that there's a lot different.
Right. Well, that's what the president is. I mean, the president, whoever they are, is always just the head gang member of the federal gang, the federal mafia. So you can join us here. Let's continue with Bruce in Michigan. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, okay. I supported Rand Paul early, and when it looked like he wasn't going to go anywhere, I eventually voted for Mr. Trump because I thought the Clintons were crooks.
Yep.
I definitely think Friday he turned a little corner and he's off trajectory. I'll tell you why. The it's bad enough, you know, banning or extremely vetting green card holders, but that he was so selective in doing it that speaks a whole encyclopedia of bad things that are going to happen in the future. As I recall, people like Christie and Giuliani, they were talking against Iran a long time ago, and it should have been a warning. I can't see Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin getting along because Russia is too close to Iran, and Trump would not extremely bet Saudi Arabia. He's still kowtowing to the Saudis, and the Saudis are behind all of the beheadings and burning people alive and drowning them in Syria. If it wasn't for Iran and Russia, those ISIS madmen would be killing the Christians in the Mideast country with the most Christians. That's Lebanon. There's like 1.5 million Christians there. If you do your research, the Christian militias in Lebanon are allied with Hezbollah, which is allied with Iran. Israel hasn't done a darn thing to save Christians in Syria, and they've actually helped ISIS people coming out of Syria, and they're covertly in league with the Saudis.
Yeah, political allegiances have absolutely nothing to do with what really happens, and everything to do with, you know, big money and who's buddies who. Bruce, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate it. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us right here on our toll free number, 855-450-FREE. And you don't have to talk about Trump or Muslims or immigration restrictions. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
If you've ever wanted to start up your own blog or website, you ought to check out HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. You'll save 50% off of their regular prices. That's 50% off. And by going to HostGator.com/FTL, they're one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating, a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which is a great content management system for websites. That's what I use on almost every site that I operate, and I've got like a dozen of them. The only site that doesn't use WordPress is the Free Talk Live site. They've got over 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get the special deal of 50% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener by going to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to your calls, Daryl, you had something you wanted to insert here about the France. The caller earlier had claimed that the police won't go into certain areas because Muslims.
That's the claim, and that claim is not true. France, however, does maintain a list of 750 sensitive neighborhoods. These are not off-limits to police. However, they are areas that have been designated as a priority for urban renewal and other forms of state aid. Hait Abbas, a non-practicing Muslim who runs a wine shop in one of these neighborhoods, says, "That's pretty funny. If this is governed by Islamic law, I better cut my hand off." The story, or rather, where did the story come from? Daniel Pipes, a U.S. historian and political commentator, says he believes that he was the first person to refer to these disadvantaged neighborhoods as no-go zones back in 2006. He now says that he was mistaken. In 2013, he traveled to several of these neighborhoods, and mainly immigrants and Muslim areas of five other European cities. He says, for a visiting American, there are areas, or rather, these areas are very mild, even dull. We know the Bronx and Detroit expect, or rather, we who know the Bronx and Detroit expect urban hell in Europe, too, but things look fine. Hardly beautiful, but buildings are intact, greenery abounds, and order prevails. Having this firsthand experience, I regret having called them no-go areas.
Wow. Wow, a total retraction.
Yes, yeah, so the guy who claimed that there's no-go zones for police went there and said, I was wrong.
But, of course, that story doesn't get passed around in the email chains or on conservative talk radio.
Right, because it doesn't confirm what somebody already believes.
They're biased.
When you only wind up reading things that confirm what you believe, that's called confirmation bias.
That's right. Let's talk to Jamie in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to let you know, everybody needs to go to the common sense rule. You know, you got CNN that tries to twist everything around and say who's going to win when they're not going to win because they want to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to make somebody look stupid. But anyway, this is not all about Democrats and Republicans. This is all about this country. And every country has the right to be a country and be independent in many ways. We are made up of all colors. But we need to stop all these foreigners coming in here thinking that they're going to come over here and fly their flag and control.
Why shouldn't someone be able to come to a supposedly free country and fly whatever flag they want?
This is our country. This is America.
So wait, if it's my country, I'm going to let people come here.
Hold on. Let me talk.
All right.
When you come to this country, you're looking for opportunity. You're looking for a better life. So you should respect this country, our flag, instead of burning it and acting like a fool and bringing their religion over here, trying to change the way of our lives.
So screw that freedom of religion stuff, right? Let's throw that right out the
window. This is a nation of immigrants, so we need to stop immigrants, right, is what I'm hearing.
Close the doors. Clubs closed. Memberships
feet. I know that you have a problem listening to your people that talks to you because you think you're correct on every issue. And
no, I don't necessarily think I'm correct on every issue, but I think that it is the right thing to. I think it's correct.
What I have to say.
Jamie, we've listened to you, and I'm going to respond now, and you can respond to that here in a moment. But I think it is correct to not use violence on peaceful people. I think that's a correct thing. I think that leaving my neighbor alone to live their life how they want and to fly whatever flag they want and believe what they want is also correct.
Yeah, they're coming over here to control this country and try to make it their country.
That's paranoid nonsense. It's claptrap.
I'll tell you about a group of people that did move to this.
America, just like every other country, is their country.
So, Jamie.
And not pay the same tax bracket, and you're going to bring your jobs over here and get tax breaks and everything else. Why our jobs are sky high on taxes, and American people of all color, when you talk about American people, that means all color, not one color, like non-Trump people think it's all white people as someone to control everything. That's bull crap. But anyways.
Hold that thought, Jamie. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, so I will, you know, agree that there were some people that moved here to, you know, North America and totally overthrew the culture that existed, and those were the Europeans that wound up killing a bunch of natives that lived here first.
Well,
so it seems to be that you're now scared
that
other people are going to do what our ancestors unfortunately did, even though we're a nation of immigrants and you admit that we're a nation of immigrants.
You can't listen if you're talking, Jamie. You can't listen if you're talking. You can't do that.
But anyway,
yeah.
The thing is, this is America. So
yes, you've already said that. Repeating yourself. You've already said that.
Now listen, when foreigners come over here, they should pay the same tax bracket.
How about nobody pays taxes? How about that? How about no one?
That'd be great.
All right, then finally we've agreed on something. Thank you for the call tonight. So again, this is, you know, the cycle of abuse. Americans have been abused by their government for so long.
I got beat up by a schoolyard bully. You should get beat up by a schoolyard bully.
All that is, they've been paying taxes, been screwed by the government. Now they want to see everybody else get screwed by the government. And you know what? What the perspective we've heard from multiple callers tonight has been, screw this freedom stuff. We need to lock it down. Club's closed. Can't come in here anymore. Yeah, everybody that was here was from an immigrant's family at some point, but you know what? We've had enough of that freedom, so we're just going to forget about all that.
And he also said, respect the flag. I wonder if he owns one of these Blue Lives Matter flags.
Ooh.
Where it's the black
instead of
blue filled and red stripes. It's black with one big thick blue line going through the middle to show
flag.
That, you know, cops' lives matter more than everybody else's lives.
Isn't that desecration?
That's a bastardization of the American flag, which is a violation of the flag code that these people supposedly hold up on, you know, some pedestal. Ten Commandments.
You should be able to fly whatever flag you want, whether it's a pro-cop flag or whether it's, you know, the North Korean flag. If it's a free country. But these people are arguing that America should not be a free country
anymore.
And
I should be able to burn any flag that I want to.
America, they're saying, is not a free country anymore, and they're right about that. And they're saying they want to make it even less free, because freedom?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Toll free numbers here for you as always. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you realize that the message we bring, the message of liberty for the individual, if the message of freedom is valuable to you and you want to hear it on more radio stations around the country, you can help us spread these ideas by spreading Free Talk Live. We've got over 160 stations today, which is pretty good for a little show like ours, but we could have 300-400. It's certainly possible. 500 is, you know, hard to get to, but it is a possibility. And the more, of course, money that we have to market the show effectively to the radio industry, the more successful we'll be. And hopefully this month, this coming month in February, we'll have a couple of new big stations to announce, which I'm excited about. But you can help us expand our reach by going to amp.freetalklive.com and joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you get perks as a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group where you can interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and some of the hosts of the show. All of it is over there. It's $5 per month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin right there on the AMP page. So go there, learn more about the program, and get signed up. Please, it makes a big difference for us when you do that. It's AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. Ian and Daryl in the studio as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Mark, listening in Florida via the TuneIn app. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey. Several points here, and I'll try to be really fast.
All right.
For the military guy, the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, false flags, not to mention the CIA trying to talk Kennedy into shooting down an American airliner to blame it on Cuba to go to war. Yep, that's the American military force. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad they set me free from the IRS. Thank you much, guys.
Wait, the military set you free from the IRS?
Oh, yeah. Isn't the IRS gone? They've been fighting for freedom all these years. Haven't we gotten to the IRS?
You mean ISIS or the IRA or?
No. His tongue is firmly planted in his cheek there.
Oh, I see. They're fighting for freedom, and so therefore they would destroy the IRS. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I've also seen the meme that says if the military were actually fighting for freedom, they'd invade Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there you go. But that's not happening.
What about all the corrupt judges and lawyers? How about LaVoy Finnegan? I'm sure he fought for his freedom. That's why he's on his way to visit a sheriff and got shot by another sheriff.
Yeah.
It's so outrageous. But the one thing I really do hope that comes out of this is that when Trump does stop these people from coming in and he finds out that it isn't them, that it is the government and the CIA and the FBI and the bureaucrats and the government employees, that he figures it out and actually drains the swamp, because the swamp is
that
the
ain't
government.
Gonna happen. Hey, great call tonight, Mark.
Well, one more thing. If you look up terrorists in the dictionary, the definition of terrorism is intimidation by government.
Most of them won't say that, but the definition of terrorism is the use of violence or the threat of violence to achieve political goals, which is basically what government does.
Yes.
And so governments are terrorist organizations. Great call, Mark. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But to think that Donald Trump is somehow going to have an epiphany and come to understand that he is actually the head of a terrorist organization is about as unlikely as you being struck by lightning seven times in your life, I would say.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Let's continue here with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Dana is in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hey, Dana.
Hi. Guys, I'm not going to debate what you said about the government. I know our government tells our military who to fight and when to fight. So that's just a fact. We don't need to debate that. But the majority of the military, the little guys and women now, the boots on the ground, they are the good people. So let's not debate that either.
Hold on a second. When good people follow bad orders, they're no longer good. You don't just get to keep going without being challenged on what you say. You're saying they're good people.
And that's fine. But I want to get through. I also want to speak to Jamie about the immigration ban, because I'm only second generation here in this country. But let's finish that other thing.
Are you saying, Dana, just curious?
Throughout history, I'll tell you what I'm saying. There haven't been a huge amount where people have followed bad orders. They're overwhelmingly the guys on the ground, and like I said, women now too, are the good guys. And I want to correct you about something else about Vietnam.
Okay, you can stop right there. Stop right there, Dana, because we're going to keep. Okay, you can get to that here in a moment, but you don't just get to keep saying the same thing over and over again and not have us respond.
Okay, that's fair.
Daryl, did you want to jump in on this good guys comment here? Looked like you might.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, she might be right on that. There, you know, definitely are some horrible things that happen from the military. But I don't know if they were necessarily always told to do the horrible things. So Abu Ghraib is a perfect example where people were tortured and the higher up said, we never told them to do that. And the guy that ran the Stanford prison experiment was called as an expert witness by the state. And he said, you don't have to tell people to torture to get them to torture. You just give them as few instructions as possible.
Remember what I said. The caveat here is throughout history, there have been relatively few examples. If you look at all the wars we've fought since the very first one, the Revolutionary War, there have been just wars. World War One and Two were just. The Civil War was just. Revolutionary War was just. And as far as Vietnam, it started out that way, but it became a big money machine.
Okay,
for
so
Johnson
no. Thank you for the call, Dana. No, I'm not going to let you do any more. We got plenty of other people who want to get their thoughts on the air. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. All those wars that she was throwing out there, just wars? The only just war, if there is such a thing, would be one in defense. One where one is at war to defend their own property from an incoming attack. In my opinion, now you can have your own opinion about what a just war is, but ultimately that was kind of the pitch to some extent behind the idea of this country was that we would mind our own business.
Right.
And that we would become very wealthy as a result of having the freedom from not having to support a warmongering military going all around the world on military adventurism, taking sides in international conflicts.
And the whole concept of a standing army is antithetical to freedom.
It's not even in the Constitution.
Right. In the Constitution, it says that the military has to be reauthorized at least every 2 years. Actually says that no appropriation for a military shall be made for more than 2 years.
Which is why they keep with this National Defense Authorization Act.
Correct.
However so often. That's how they're getting around that constitutional requirement.
Right. So, you know, the whole concept of standing military, antithetical to freedom, and, obviously antithetical to this Constitution thing that a bunch of people want to get back to. But as Lysander Spooner said 150 years ago, the Constitution has either authorized such tyranny as we have or been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist.
Right. And he thought it was tyrannical. In the 1800s, imagine what he would say today with the mega state, the mega government that we have that, you know, is, 1,000 military bases all around the world, occupying all manner of different parts of the world with their violent, their violence. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
Somebody's got to protect the opium fields in Afghanistan.
We'll continue here, and we'll take your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can also join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, saveitpurse.com. You can go there and get the stuff that you need from Amazon or the stuff that you want from Amazon at an amazing discount. I have gotten 25% off recently. I got some stuff that I didn't need urgently, and so I figured, all right, I'm going to put it at 25% off. Because you actually select your discount. You want 10, 15, 20% off, 25%. It's all possible. And the 25% offs have been going a lot faster than I expected. Because I thought, oh, man, Purse is too popular now. You can only get 15% or 10% quickly. Turns out I put stuff on there today, Daryl, at 25% off.
Nice.
And it got sold today.
Nice.
So I'm super happy with Purse. I've been using it for more than a couple of years now. And it allows you to get the stuff you want at Amazon at a significant discount. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. That's what makes this special. That's what makes this possible. That's what makes it different. And it is amazing, by the way. I'm checking my statistics right now because I've been saying I've saved more than $1,400, but it's been like a couple months since I've looked. I've saved more than $1,500, close to $1,600.
How many transactions?
79.
Okay.
So, yeah, big time savings on stuff I was going to buy anyway.
Right. And you're doing, you know, obviously with $1,500 saved on 79 transactions, yeah, you're doing some high price items here.
Sure. I just bought a board for the studio, a $358 board that I got for $275. I just got a new vehicle. It's not new, but there's a new to us car here that the church owns. And I wanted to get a one of those, like, dash cams. for it.
Right.
So Derek J. got one that's like a rear view mirror. It kind of clamps on your existing rear view mirror, and it's got two cameras, one for the front, one for the in the cab, but you can actually move the cameras around. It's really awesome, and Derek loves it. That's what I put up today for 25% off, and sure enough, I'm saving $42 on that.
Nice.
So if you want to save big time and you've got Bitcoin or some of the other more popular alternatives to Bitcoin, then you ought to go to saveitpurse.com. If you don't have Bitcoin yet, then this is, in my opinion, one of the major reasons to get it. Saveatpurse.com.
And I just pulled up my transaction list. Not quite as many. Definitely not as, you know, high ticket items sort of stuff. I've done 43 transactions, saved just under $400.
That's $400 more in your pocket than it would have been in Amazon's. Well, actually, Amazon gets paid in full for this stuff. What's actually happening behind the scenes is you're buying, these people are buying these items for you in order to get your Bitcoin.
Yes.
So they're paying Amazon full price, and they're taking Bitcoin at like a 20% discount or 20% over
20% markup.
Yeah. So it's awesome. Saveitpurse.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Let's go to David in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, David.
That me?
It's you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just had an observation.
Yes, sir.
I noticed a lot of the Mexican people that are coming up here to Indianapolis, and I'm sure around the country, all seem to be the smaller, darker-skinned, more indigenous-type people, if you will, Incas and that type of people. But when I watch, like I watched a Formula One race from Mexico City, and all the people in Mexico City at this race were all white people. They all looked like Spanish people. And it seems to me that maybe the Mexican government is trying to flush out the darker-skinned, smaller, authentic Mexican people, because I don't see the Spanish, the white-skinned people immigrating to the United States like I do the smaller, darker-skinned people.
How the hell would you know?
Well, I don't see them.
But how do you discern a Spaniard from some other European with white skin?
Well, I can't definitely discern a Spaniard from a regular, normal white person from Europe. But
so how would you know?
Well, at the Mexican Grand Prix, the people were all basically...
So you're going based on what you saw on a television during the Grand Prix and the fact that you see some dark Mexicans in real life. That's why that's where you're basing your speculation?
It just seems like that they're forcing the darker-skinned Mexicans out of their country.
There's no evidence whatsoever for what you're saying, though. You're just purely speculating, just to be clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Why would they? Why would they do that? I mean, ultimately, these are, in my understanding, from people I've talked to, from people I've known, these are hardworking individuals.
Yes.
You know, first and foremost, overall, you know, there may be some welfare queens out there, but there's, you know, plenty of welfare queens born here in the United States. The people that are coming here, they want a better life for themselves. I mean, ultimately, when you talk to them, why would you want to lose, you know, people with a good work ethic from your country? Why would you want to force those people out? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, but I don't understand why the majority, actually all the Mexican people I see in my area, which I don't have a problem with, they're not the Spanish fair-skinned, light-haired
people. But you wouldn't know.
I lived in San Antonio for a year before moving to New Hampshire, and I saw all kinds of Mexican people. There was one girl that I worked with that, you know, she was whiter than I am.
Yeah.
But apparently her mother was Mexican and her father was Portuguese. But, you know, like I say, she was whiter than me. I thought she was, you know, just like some regular old white person.
Right, so walking down the street, you wouldn't have known.
Right.
Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tim. He's in Indianapolis, also listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Tim.
How you doing, folks? Hey, got a real quickie for the guy that just called.
Yeah.
There's three sponsoring townships in Indianapolis right now that are Burmese sponsoring.
Sponsoring
what? That is where they bring in the Burmese.
The what?
They're not Mexican. Burmese was their national descent.
Can you spell that? I'm having trouble. I mean, it sounds like you're saying
Burmese. Meat. You know, Burmese.
Oh, Burma. Burmese.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, from there, but they call them Burmese. But anyway, there's three townships down here in Indianapolis that are doing the sponsoring ship. The reason I know that, a friend of mine is a principal of one of the townships, and the population of the Burmese has went up about 15 to 18% at his school alone, and they've had to bring in translators and stuff like that. And that's probably what he's saying, because there's a big sponsorship in for that. And that's not bad or good. I'm just letting him know. I think that's probably what he's singing right now. The reason I called was the election, the persuasion from the Russians and all that. The thing that kills me about all this is we have been doing this for years to other countries, majorly. I mean, look at Castro. My gosh, well, how much more could you have tried to push him into power? The United States was behind that. A lot of the elections, we just tried doing it to Israel with Netanyahu. We put money in strategic advertisements and stuff and under the ground kind of stuff to try to push these people to vote for that. And then when the United States, when you think Trump's with Russia or whatever, Putin doesn't like Hillary Clinton. So why would he try to push to have her in there? I'm just being honest here. It's, they didn't get into the voter machines is the way it was supposedly taught. But if they did, then that's a real issue. But we try to persuade elections throughout the world every year. Look what we tried to do in Iraq even. I mean,
sure. We
push those issues, and then all of a sudden, we're told, oh, my gosh, Russia's trying to persuade our election. Well, no joke. That's their goal. I mean, if you look at country to country, they're our enemy. They don't like us. We don't like them, as, you know, as most people see it. I don't
well,
see
I,
it like
I don't include yeah, don't include me in the we. I mean, I don't care
for
any governments.
No. I'm not trying to say, but yeah. Do you believe that we've influenced elections throughout the world?
The U.S. government. The U.S. government. I always like to be clear.
American, okay,
yeah.
United States.
But that's
government.
Not me.
I'm not trying to say
just
you
to
individually.
Right. I don't support what the government does, but you're right. The U.S. government is absolutely more than happy to meddle in other countries' affairs all around the globe, no doubt about it. Whether it's surreptitiously through the CIA or openly, then they will do what they can. So, yeah, you're
right.
Yeah,
and we've done that for years. I mean, we've done it for years, and then we try to make it look like this grand thing that we're all good about it. I mean, are the country or the government is good about it. We're trying to push things, and then they try to push it back. Well, this time we got our hand caught in a picky jar, and so did Russia.
Well, and ultimately, you know, if it's true, and by the way, the WikiLeaks guy, you know, Julian Assange has said that it has nothing to do with the Russians, the leaks about Hillary Clinton, the emails, and so on. Even if it were true that it was Russia, one thing that they never did was they never denied that they were their emails. You know, Hillary and her crew, I mean, they were definitely their emails.
Exactly. They're not claiming that, you know, the Russians forged these emails.
Right. You know, so ultimately they did us a favor, if that's true, by revealing this nastiness.
John McAfee says the Russians are smart enough to make it not look like it was the Russians.
Hey, thanks, Tim, for your call. Great thoughts, man. I do appreciate it. Thanks. Yep, you too. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We got plenty of time for you. Hour 3's on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.